Quiet week for Chris Godwin. And for Chris Godwin, quiet is the good version. He did not appear in any injury coverage between August 10 and 16, went through the Jets week without incident, and sat Friday's preseason opener only because Todd Bowles sat every starter, per Scott Smith at Buccaneers.com. If you are new to the Godwin file, here is why silence is the story. Our June preview said the talent question was settled a long time ago. He has twice finished among the top five receivers in the sport, and his down 2025 was a fractured fibula, not decline. The whole bet is the body. Back-to-back significant lower leg injuries in back-to-back years, the second in a different spot than the first, at a career stage where that pattern is a real flag. The other half of the June case was opportunity. Mike Evans took his target share to San Francisco, and a healthy Godwin working the slot next to Emeka Egbuka has a clear road back to real volume. Healthy was always the load-bearing word. The standing evidence on that word is good and getting older in the right way. General manager Jason Licht said in April that Godwin was looking like he was back to himself, per Brianna Dix at Buccaneers.com, and he is expected to resume full-time slot duty in Zach Robinson's offense. This was the first spring in 3 years he spent training instead of rehabbing, and now he has stacked a full training camp, joint practices included, without a mention in the medical notes. That is not proof. It is the absence of the bad thing, week after week, which is the only form proof takes in August. One team context note. With Emeka Egbuka nursing a toe injury and Jalen McMillan dealing with a calf, Godwin is suddenly the healthiest veteran in the receiver room, which nudges the target math in his favor if either lingers. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. The case was health first, opportunity second, and a clean week moves the needle by exactly one clean week. Next up, we watch whether Godwin gets any preseason snaps at all and the health of the room around him. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFLverse.